This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 102.7 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
This feature is brought to you by Orvis, investing in real estate globally. This is the fourth and concluding part of a four-part conversation that I recorded with Martin Freeman. He's a New York-based, South African-born CEO of Orvis. In part one, Freeman shared how he and his business partners came to meet. In part two, we spoke about the portfolio and the particular business model of Orvis. In part three last night, we discussed regulation and investor protection. And tonight, we pick up on some of those regulatory issues and then tie it all together. From the FSCA perspective, I see you've applied for your FSP license, but that hasn't been granted yet. Any reason why?
It's just purely timing. You know, we are a accredited organization and a juristic rep under Van Wealth. So that is absolutely taken care of. And our application is in, and over the coming months, we expect to have our own formal application approved, and then we'll be operating under our own number.
Right. Now, just to sum it up then, you pay quarterly dividends of more than 2% every quarter. You've been doing that for at least 5 years. The investment itself is directly underpinned by a specific building here, and the returns are based on the performance of that building, which is mostly predictable because of the medical focus. And then at the end, you get to share of 50% of the capital gains. It sounds very interesting. How would an investor take the next step? How would someone select a building, and what would you have available if I wanted, for example, to move now before the end of the year?
So the first thing is, I'd just like to mention a few points. The first thing is, it's not a static 2%, because then that would be too good to be true. In each building, there is a PPM, which is a property mandate, which comes out. And what that does is it discloses everything up front, including our brochures. It says, here is your rental income from year 1 to 5. These are the expenditures. And so what it means is that in year 1, you might end up with 7.7%. That increases to 7.9%, 8.1%, and so on. And so over time, the average may be 7.9%. It may be 8.1% over the 5 years. That's the first thing from a cash perspective. Mm. Then it also discloses what we expect to sell it for and what your returns would be if you invested, say, $10,000. So that is from the perspective of the cash dividends and receiving the payout. And then in terms of investing, we've made it absolutely simple. Someone goes onto www.orvis.com, they register. One of our people in our office in our four areas in the world, which is Centurion, Cape Town, we have an office in Atlanta, and myself in the office in New York, we will then contact you. We will then take you by the hand. We will explain everything to you up front about the specific process, about the possible deal that you want to invest in. And then what we will do is we will then help you get FICCed and KYC. You will move your money into the account, and then you will choose which project you want to go into. So it doesn't mean you have to invest into every project. You can have $20,000 in the account, and you can say, you know, I want to invest into this one, and you don't want to invest into another one for the next year. That's also okay. We can have you up and running in a real estate deal in 72 hours, as quick as that. Register, move your money, invest. You're in the deal.
And I think that for many South Africans looking to access the opportunities of offshore diversification and hedge against what we were chatting about earlier is really the big attraction. Martin, it's been a great pleasure chatting to you and sharing a very interesting story and your journey as you continue to build a company of scale, again, this time from New York. Take care.
Thank you very much, Michael. And before I go, you know, I just want to say to everyone, you know, I came over in 2012. The rand dollar was sitting at below 10. And I remember thinking at the time, imagine if it could get down to 5. And like everyone, we don't move. We always think it's going to go in the optimistic opposite direction. Certainly with the current concerns around a downgrade next year and instability and volatility, you know, the one thing I would say to everyone is before the end of the year, each person is allowed to move out R1 million. Certainly, we've got clients who move out significantly more than that, and we have the various entities that can assist with that if required. But I would say to everyone, whether it's even $5,000, just start somewhere. Like your listeners, I had to start somewhere. I never believed it was possible. I am proof, and along with hundreds and our clients around the world, they've learned that it is. possible to be involved in real estate overseas in a stable income producing asset with good tenants and earning dollar dividends. Michael, I thank you so much for your time today, and greetings to all your listeners.
That was the fourth and final part of our four-part feature on offshore property investing with Martin Freeman, CEO of Orbvest.
You've worked hard to accumulate wealth, but these are uncertain times. Where can you find the balance between risk and reward in a world short of trust? Where can you preserve your wealth while still earning quarterly dividends in US dollars? The solution is here. Investors from across South Africa are investing in medical real estate in the USA, sourced by a highly skilled team who invest alongside you. Orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is a juristic representative of Van Wealth Portfolio Management, an authorized FSP.